COVID pill.
Caution. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast. Will Merck & Co.'s COVID pill finally be what it takes to end the fear-mongering and restore our individual liberties? Will the vaccine mandates and vaccine passports go away? Well, a new pill developed by Merck & Co., Malnupiravir, has been shown to reduce hospitalizations and deaths by half. Yeah, that's by half. And that's similar, I guess, to the vaccine efficacy. They say that reduces severe death by half. Well, Merck & Co. will seek emergency use authorization. Well, Merck's shares are rallying while the vaccine shares are falling. The U.S. government has agreed to already buy 1.7 million courses at $700 each. Of course, we don't have a negotiator commander-in-chief. Maybe Trump would have got us a better deal, but it looks like we're close to paying $1 billion for this experimental treatment. I hope it works. It's an oral antiviral. It's a pill. It's a COVID pill. And I guess you take it a couple times twice a day for 5 days. Well, this is a quote, an oral antiviral that can impact hospitalization risk to such a degree would be game-changing, and that's from Amish Adelia, a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center. Interestingly enough, Malnupiravir, I guess that's how you pronounce it, is also being studied in a phase 3 trial for preventing infection in people exposed to coronavirus. See, this pill, you take it, you know, once you're infected. You get the positive and you take the pill. And this is reportedly going to prevent your chance of ending up in the hospital or dying by half. But it's also being studied for people that haven't been tested positive, but they've just been exposed to it. So that's what it's being studied for right now. But it's already shown that it works if you have been exposed and you're positive, and then this is shown to work. The question is it going to be finally what it takes to end the fear-mongering, you know, to restore the liberty, to take back the power grab, the government authorization to do anything that they want, to trample on your civil liberties, to force you to get a vaccine or your job suffers. You won't be employed anymore unless you get the COVID jab, right? And there are real side effects, and everybody should be able to make an informed decision on their own. This is not Ebola. This is a disease that is really similar to the flu, a little bit more deadly. But now that we have more and more treatments, and we have a vaccine for people that want it, why are they still taking away our civil liberties? Why are they imposing mandates? Why are they clinging to all this power that they've accumulated? It's because when the government takes power, they don't give it back. This is not temporary. This is permanent. And this is the way they want it to be. So will the COVID pill eat away at some of that fear? Because it's the fear that they impose on you through the mainstream media that makes you okay with it. They say, okay, you know, take away my liberty, keep me safe. And that's what they have you believing, that that's what you need to do. Of course, you are less safe the moment that you give away your liberty. When you let the government take control, you're less safe. And it's counterintuitive. And the mainstream media says, oh, just trust the government. They want what's best for you. So who has a monetary stake in the vaccine being successful versus the COVID pill being successful? You know, who owns Merck & Co.? Who owns the most stock of Moderna and Pfizer? These are the things that really, at the end of the day, are going to control which treatments are used and which fall by the wayside. And right now, the experts are saying This is not going to replace a vaccine. You still got to get vaccinated. Everybody has to get vaccinated. That's what the experts are saying. Or is it just that everybody has a stake in this? Nobody wants to see stocks go down. You know, everybody wants to see stocks go up, get everybody richer and richer. The big pharma, big tech, forcing these mandates down our throat. And a COVID pill perhaps takes away from that. So will it be approved? Maybe it won't even be approved because it would take so much away from the vaccine and from the government's ability to take away your liberty. Could you have a COVID pill that's proven effective and delayed and not authorized? Could that be? You know, you don't see, I think Anthony Fauci said is very good news, but people, what they're going to do, you're going to see people push back on the COVID pill. The official mainstream media is going to push back on it. The government narrative that vaccines are what are necessary, even though you could make a case that it's not really a vaccine. I mean, these vaccines, you got breakthrough cases weren't ever supposed to happen. And now everybody, almost everybody, knows someone who's gotten the vaccine and still got sick with COVID. So is the vaccine even really a vaccine, or is it kind of it lessens the severity of COVID in the same way that this new COVID pill is shown to do? But this is a pill. You don't got to inject it. And it looks like the side effects are way less than the vaccine, which makes people sick. In the best case scenario, you're going to get chills and you're going to get a little sick from it, at least after the second jab, right? So could this give us back our liberty? The COVID pill, we can only hope. And I think that's what it's going to be. A lot of hoping. Meanwhile, you had top military officials testifying before Congress on the Afghanistan withdrawal. Did you see any of this? Because Biden has been shown right now and proven he's either lying or he truly does have memory lapses. I mean, it could be both. It could be both. I have a cup of coffee here. And it just is shocking to me that he can get away with it and people don't call him out on it. And I don't know what it is, if it's media censorship and then the big tech is able to cover for him in such a way, because it's very clear what Biden told ABC News, George Stephanopoulos, on August 19, 2021, quote, no one advised him to keep the 2,500 American troops in Afghanistan. Yet, in the congressional hearing where the top military officials testified, you had all of them, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and you got the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and U.S. Central Command Commander Marine General Frank McKenzie, all admitting that they had agreed with the recommendation to keep 2,500 troops in Afghanistan. You got Defense Secretary Austin, he even said, quote, their input was received by the president and considered by the president for sure. And yet, Biden told ABC News' George Stephanopoulos that no one advised him to keep the 2,500 troops in Afghanistan. Well, here it is. Here's the audio.
So no one told your military advisors did not tell you, no, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years. We can do that. We can continue to do that.
No one said that to me that I can recall. I
recommended that we maintain 2,500 troops in Afghanistan. And I also recommended earlier in the fall of 2020 that we maintain 4,500 at that time. Those were my personal views.
That's General McKenzie. So which is it? Is Biden lying? Or is he just that forgetful that he doesn't even remember his defense secretary, who is saying that this input was received by Biden? So who is the real Joe Biden? Is he a liar? Is he a puppet? Is he a lizard person? down under, underground lizard creature. I don't know. Could he be a clone? Could he be a clone? You got to go and really think outside the box when you have somebody this aloof, this unbelievable almost, how this person could end up being president of the United States, more so than any other president in our history. How did Joe Biden get in there? Really? I mean, you say that he got voted in, but it's bigger than that. Did he really get all the votes? Is that really believable that the American people would elect Joe Biden? You gotta admit, as you're scratching your head, in the same way I'm sure people on the far left scratch their head about Donald Trump. And it just is a unwillingness and an inability to understand the forces that are being leveled against you from the other side, the other end of the spectrum, right? And they couldn't understand Donald J. Trump. We can't understand Joe Biden, but maybe there's nothing to understand. Maybe he really is a lizard person. Maybe he is an extraterrestrial or a clone. Maybe there's 10 Joe Bidens out there. Could there be like 10 of them and they all do their own thing? You know, I'm making joke about it, obviously. You know, I mean, do I really think he's a lizard person? No. Would I say it's below 1%? Probably. Would I say it's below 0.1%? I don't know. Yeah, there is always a chance Joe Biden could be a lizard person. I don't think it's likely. But the reason why I'm maybe, you know, talking about this too much, making too much of a joke out of Biden being a lizard person, is because he's fake. Everything about him is fake. And it just is so symbolized in his booster shot that he got at a fake White House set. And remember, he's supposedly the president of the United States. Why do they need to make a fake White House set? Can't he just go to the White House and get the COVID booster there? Why does he need to go to the fake and they build a fake set for him? Why? I think we'd all deserve an explanation. And if you know why he was in a fake set, and maybe you didn't see the clip. Well, there's windows behind him. They're not windows. When you pull back and you see a photograph of the set, you realize they're LCD TV screens in the background made to look like windows. And the columns and pillars in the back that are, you know, supposed to look like the White House and the walls and the wall in the background, they don't go to the ceiling because it's a set. It's like a TV set. It's so weird. It's like he's on the set of Good Morning America, but this is the president of the United States. And they say, you know, it's at the White House. He's getting the booster shot. Was it really a booster shot? I mean, maybe something. I mean, maybe look, trust me. I'm pretty sure they're injecting him with something in order to keep him up in the morning and get him through the day. They got to be injecting something, right? So I'm not saying it's not all fake, but I'm saying, what do you think? It was a vaccine booster, or do you think it was something else to get him up in the morning? I don't know. I'm asking, who is the real Joe Biden? Is there a real Joe Biden? Does he even know who the real Joe Biden is? Does he know? Because it seems like he almost plays a parody of other presidents. And you see him in moments, you'll see him a George W. Bush, or you'll see a Barack Obama. You'll see shades of everything, but you never see Joe Biden. Who's Joe Biden? And of course, when he ran originally for president, he plagiarized Bobby Kennedy's speeches, you know, acting like he's such a really intellectual, like Joe Biden, the intellectual. Of course, now he's redefined himself as Joe, you know, plain old Joe, average, everyday Joe Biden. And it was a gimmick, because actually he's far left extremist Joe Biden. But is he? You know, I don't think he knows who he is. He's been in Washington for so long that he'll just do whatever it takes. Wherever the wind is blowing, that's the direction that good old Joe blows. And do you see that? Do you get that? Am I just making too much of a thing? Or do you agree like me that really there's nothing going on in there besides this idea to be popular, to be president? And this is what he's wanted his whole life, to be president of the United States. And now what? Now it's like he's just going through the motions, and we have a terrible crisis on the horizon, because there's nobody in charge. And things are just stacking up more and more until, and excuse this expression, but the shit's going to hit the fan, people, and we got nobody in charge. So, did you see this? The top military officials testifying before Congress. What do you think? Who is the real Joe Biden? Was he lying? I mean, obviously he was lying. Or maybe he could have dementia. Maybe he really could. You know what I think? I think he was lying, and I think he has dementia. I think it's both. So, I want to ask you this question. And the question is, what's it mean to be a citizen? What's it mean to be a citizen of any country? But let's talk about America. Does it even matter? Does it matter? Should it matter to be a citizen? I know that you probably think it does matter, but you have to understand, and I'm sure you do, that there's people that think it doesn't and shouldn't matter. And these people are made up of two types. Those that have been brainwashed by the mainstream media, the globalist media forces, and those that are the globalist forces themselves. And these two groups, whether they're brainwashed or the ones brainwashing, they don't want it to matter. Citizenship is not a real thing. And of course, once it doesn't mean anything to be a citizen, well, what does it mean to be a country? What's it mean to be a nation? And citizenship is defined by the nation, isn't it? And maybe you know what I'm getting at, but you got upwards of 15,000 migrants released into the U.S. All of those Haitian migrants under the bridge, it looks like the vast majority were released into the U.S. And I guess awaiting trial, immigration trials, but we know lots of them are never going to appear in court. I mean, would you? No. And you can't blame them for not going to court. You got to blame the people in charge that released them into the country, because really it's not humane. This is not humane to create a second class citizenship. That's not humane. And they think that they're the moral ones, you know? Like the Democrats think that they have this claim on morality, that they know what's best. And because of that, they're the ethical ones, and everybody that opposes them, they're the evil ones. They must be, you know, whipping migrants on horses, and that's what they're doing. They're just doing it because they're evil. And why? Because they know that Democrats know that they're the good ones, right? No, wrong. It's wrong. Why is it wrong? Because you can't have 15,000 people just released into this country and expect them to be taken care of. They're not going to get taken care of. And in fact, not only is their situation going to be one of suffering, but as a country, we have a responsibility to protect our own citizens. And yes, we should protect our citizens first. That's what it means to be a citizen. Now, you know, it's up to the citizens of a country how much they want to extend in help to their neighbors, you know, other countries, other people around the world. But that is a decision that should be made by the citizens of the country. If you just have no distinguishing between what's a citizen and what's not, if you're in America, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are, if you're a citizen or not. Then it doesn't matter if you're a country. And that's what the globalist forces want. The multinational corporations and the people that are enriched by them, that control them, I'm talking about the billion, not just a billionaire, the people with multiple billions, the Bill Gates of the world. These people, they don't want the nation, the idea of the nation. They want that to collapse by and large in order to create, and say it with me, the new world order that has no borders. The only way that you do that is by watering down what it means to be a citizen. And you do that through an open border policy. And you slowly take away what it means to be a country and what it means to even be a citizen at all. And this is ramping up under Biden 1,000 times what it's ever been before, because he's a far left extremist right now. Whatever he really is, that's where he's blowing, that's the way he's moving, and that's why we're suffering right now as a country, because he's really destroying what it even means to be a country, and he's being rewarded and celebrated for it. And so I ask again, what's it mean to be a citizen? Who is the real Joe Biden? And does he see himself as a president of the world? And he would, wouldn't he? And that's the kind of person a Democrat, a far leftist, would look at themselves like, I have to take care of the whole world. I'm president of the world. I'm Jesus Christ, is probably what Biden believes deep down. He probably looks at himself that way. Why? I mean, maybe not. I mean, that's too much. That's too much, maybe. That's too much. I don't know. Is that too much? Does Joe Biden, I mean, you're running for president your whole life, and you're telling me you don't look at yourself like Jesus Christ? How could you run for president your whole life and really think that you're that great, even though you keep losing? People keep telling you, no, Joe, no, this isn't for you. And yet you stay in there. You stay in there. And you just somehow get in there. Nobody says he became president because of him. It was all a reaction to Trump, wasn't it? I mean, even the people who like Biden the best, no one's going to say, oh yeah, he got in there because he was so great. He became president because he was, like, you know, just an option that they had, and they just took it. They didn't take it because he was a great option. No Democrat's going to say Biden was a great option. So really, where are we now? Where are we now? We're at a situation where we have a guy in there who really will just go with what's popular. And right now, what's popular is far left politics, and thus introduced a Biden mileage tax for how much you drive. The day after he's promising no taxes are going to be increased for the middle class, they find that tucked away inside this big spending bill is a Biden mileage tax. Tax on how many miles you drive. And it's significant. Yeah. If you drive a lot for your job or for whatever. Now, you're taxed per mile. And it's ludicrous, as if you didn't help pay for the roads already in the taxes you pay. You're going to actually be taxed now, not just for building the roads and for maintaining the roads, but now you're taxed for driving on the roads on top of that. And it just shows the gap in thinking and what we're up against. And, you know, what's next? You have to start thinking about what's next. A tax on breathing? Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, if you breathe a lot, you should have to pay more given pollution and climate change. You know, I mean, if you're a big breather, ooh, well, I mean, come on. I don't know. It's fair, folks. It's fair, folks. If you breathe a lot, you should pay more in taxes. So this Biden mileage tax is going to be studied. And of course, you know, when it's studied by the government and it's a tax, it's going to go through. It's going to go through. If they have their way, the Democrats are going to let this go through and they're going to force it through. And they're going to tax everything else too. It's a great pilot program to see what else you can tax. Tax on breathing. There should be a tax on how much food you eat and how much you drink too. Oh, there should be an alcoholic consumption tax. And you should have to self-report how much you eat and how much you drink. And that should be part of what you're taxed on too. It could be called a consumables tax. And that makes sense. You know, the more you consume and the more you're taxed. And also, this is going to help, you know, people stay in shape too. Because if they're taxed more for eating and drinking and unhealthy activities, well, that, you know, that's going to help keep healthcare costs low, right? And so you should always be taxed for any kind of consumable, and we should shape our society and shape people and force them to behave in certain ways. And we'll do that based on taxing them. Yes, we'll tax them. We'll create a good society and a better society through taxing. And that's the best way to do it if you're a good left-wing Democrat. Of course, Big Pharma stands to make billions off the booster shots, but that was, of course, before the COVID pill. So now that we have a COVID pill, do you think Big Pharma is still going to make a lot of money off these booster shots? Well, yeah, they're going to make a lot of money, but could the COVID pill take away the big rush towards booster? Everybody get a booster. You get a booster. You get a booster. Everybody gets a booster. Maybe not anymore. Maybe not anymore, but this is a big change. Whenever there's so much money at stake, you're going to see weird things are going to happen. People are going to disappear. You're going to have pharmaceutical executives, big pharma executives, perhaps disappearing. I mean, you heard it first on the Kingston podcast. And, you know, I can say stuff like that because I don't have any pharmaceutical company sponsoring this show. And when the show started, the podcast started, did you hear any advertisements? No. In fact, this is the closest thing ever you're going to hear to an advertisement, at least anytime soon, on the Dan Kingston podcast. And what I'm going to ask you to do is to help grow this podcast by telling a friend, telling a family member about the Dan Kingston podcast, and subscribing, hitting that subscribe button to the show if you like it. And please, more than anything, this is a podcast about you and your ideas. And that's why I'm on Twitter at Kingston Podcast. So you can contribute to the conversation and help inform this podcast with your own ideas. And I'll read comments and get more people on the show, guest opinions. And if you'd like to do that, let me know. And I'd like to get you as a guest, call-in guest, on the Dan Kingston podcast. So subscribe, tell a friend, tell a family member, follow on Twitter, and become a part of the conversation. Some things we've talked about, the COVID pill today, who is the real Joe Biden? Is there a real Joe Biden? What's it mean to be a citizen? What's it mean to be a country? And do you think Big Pharma still stands to make billions off the booster shots? Are the vaccine mandates here to stay? Or will the COVID pill take a big hit away from that? And of course, they all want to blame Trump for COVID, don't they? Everybody wants to blame somebody for anything, but the far left doesn't put any blame where it should be, on China, on the Chinese Communist Party, right? That's the real blame. That's where the real blame should be. And there's a new report out that it was China that actually deliberately spread the virus at the World Military Games in 2019. This is an accusation coming out from a Wei Jinsheng. And Wei Jinsheng, I guess, is an anti-Chinese Communist Party activist, a human rights activist, and used to be involved in the government. And this is a quote that he's saying, that that China deliberately spread the virus at the military games in 2019. Now, it's known 9,000 international athletes who gathered for the event reportedly became sick with a mystery illness. So that's known. And could this have been deliberately leaked at the military games in 2019? I don't know. It seems to me that it's weird how COVID spread so quickly around the entire world, and yet China was able to contain it so well. And of course, you know, they contained it, we heard, you know, because they're so authoritarian and that form of government, they can do whatever it takes and they have an advantage. You had a lot of people in the media talking about that. China has an advantage when it comes to a pandemic because they're authoritarian. Well, look at how it was handled here, also in a kind of an authoritarian manner. And yet, China was able to really stop the spread within their own borders. And yet, they let it spread outside of their own borders. Well, it seems to me that the jury's out. And you can't take one, you know, guy saying, you know, I think they deliberately spread it, and now we're going to go to war over one guy, you know, making a claim like this. But on the other hand, it's a claim that should be investigated and it should be looked into, because it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? And there's a lot of pushback whenever you throw any kind of blame at China, you know, let alone say they purposely used it as a weapon of war against the world. Even if you say it was an accidental lab leak from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, you know, the only level 4 biolab in all of China, happened to be studying similar coronavirus, and that's where it just happened to leak out from Wuhan. And you're telling me it had nothing to do with the lab? And China's so secretive about it. It's like they have something to hide. So why does all the blame get put on Trump when he closed the borders, when he took it seriously? You know, people forget, when this thing first hit, it was conservatives, it was patriots, it was Trump supporters who pointed out the seriousness of COVID-19. And it were leftists, it was Democrats that were saying, this is just the flu, no worse than the flu. The flu kills more than coronavirus. We need to worry about the flu. Don't worry about COVID-19, worry about the flu. Remember that? And at some point it shifted. It completely shifted. And then you got the patriots and the conservatives saying that it's not so bad, maybe even a hoax. And the liberals, the far left, saying, oh, this is a bubonic plague and we're all going to die. Millions and millions are going to die. Now, while a lot have died from COVID-19, and it's not made up, it's not a hoax, I want to know how many people usually die from the flu, because we keep hearing that nobody died from the flu last year. Nobody died from the flu, when usually hundreds of thousands die from the flu. You got to subtract that from the number of COVID deaths. Then you know what the real number of COVID deaths are. Don't give me this, that more people died from COVID than in, you know, all the wars combined and all this shit. When you know, when everybody knows who's studying it, that they weren't counting flu deaths, that flu deaths were being counted as COVID-19 deaths. So I'm not saying, nobody's saying, well, maybe some people are, that it's a hoax. But the severity and the risk of death from COVID-19 versus the government power grab and the way that our lives have completely been upended, it just doesn't add up. It doesn't compute. And the only thing that you have to think about is there's people with a lot of money at stake, and there's more money to be made when something like this happens, and there's more power to be had. And you got to look at it that way in order to protect yourself. And that's the questions we're asking here on the show, on the Kingston podcast, asking these tough questions.
Kingston Country, you've been listening to the Dan Kingston podcast.